you see, and try to bring them to the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are limited to the art of persuasion in this day. In the New Testament, God has given us the art of persuasion to persuade people to come to Christ. Obviously asking the Spirit of God to back us up in these things. And this is the plan the Lord has for us in the New Testament. Okay, let's go ahead and pray. Lord, I thank you for your words. And Lord, I do pray you'd help each of us to get in the Word of God and have a confidence in your Spirit, a confidence in you. And I pray that you'd help us to stand truly on your words, be faithful to them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Okay, before we're dismissed, I ask Robin and Eric to stand back here. The Norlings, they have requested to join our church. And so if you would go ahead back in the back. And so we just would like to welcome to be part of our church. Like a formal thing that they want to be a part of this church. They actually moved down here to come to this church. How fanatical are they? So we'll have them stand back there and you can greet them. We're thankful that they're a part of our church. Okay, go ahead and play. Did I? Sorry. And then after about 10 minutes of this, he had to pick up his children from school, and then he said, "Can I call you right back?" He said, "I'm enjoying this." I said, "That's fine." So we called, and we talked for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, something like that. And he asked me the question. The question he asked is, "Could you give me one reason why you believe the King James Bible is the perfect Word of God?" I said, "One, I can give you a bunch." And so I started giving him one. And he said, "Why, that don't work for me." Now, a lot of times folks can get mad. "What do you mean that don't work for you? Get your head out of the dirt. Think about it, pal." No, I just, "Okay, let me try something else." And I tried something else. "Nah, that don't work for me." Okay, I tried something else. About the fifth time, I said, "Well, let's see. How about this one? The Lord Jesus Christ is called the Word of God, right?" "Yes." "So he is like the Word of God, and the Lord Jesus Christ is perfect and holy today, right?" "That's right." I said, "Okay, then tell me why there isn't a perfect holy Bible today." And he goes, "Oh." And I go, "Yeah, oh." He goes, "Oh." I said, "That one works, doesn't it?" And it did work. It worked on him. And so then I answered a few more questions, and then I knew what happened is a spirit came in and he shifted that conversation. "Are you telling me my preacher is that?" I said, "No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that." That's how that works. That's how spirits work. But you see, there's no reason to get angry about it. Why? James 1 verse 19 says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." So when we face disagreement, that's just a challenge. I'm not saying that you're never going to get angry with somebody, because the Lord Jesus Christ did display anger at times. Okay, but yet, the idea when you're dealing with people, recognize, okay, the way you win people to the persuasion of your belief is gently show them. Answer this question, answer that one, answer this one, answer that one. Give them time. How long did it take you to get to your position in your Christian life? And you think you're going to change them in 5 minutes? It don't work that way. You got to be patient with people. And when you're patient with people, you got to recognize they're not going to agree. Basically, what church wants is, I don't want total agreement. If you agree with me 100% of the time, one of us are not thinking. What we want is, we want to recognize that total agreement is not the goal, but friendliness is the agreement in spite of our differences. That's where maturity comes in. The tyrant of the herd demands unity for the betterment of the all. This is how government works. And it's not how it's supposed to work. So how do we get our spirit strengthened? Okay, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 26 says that our confidence is in the Lord. Our confidence is in the Lord. How do you get your spirit strengthened? Spend time in a book. Spend time with the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 26, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken." In Proverbs 24, verse 5. It says, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. The more time you spend in the Bible, the more time you spend with the Lord, and the more time you ask the Lord to explain his book to you, the more this book will come alive to you, and you get strength from that. And you'll get an inner strength. You walk with that God. And then you worship that God. John 4, verse 24 says, God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You worship that God. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the word of God strengthens our inner man day by day. Every single day, getting in the word of God, every single day, going to the God of this book and say, Lord, please show me what you want me to believe. When a person does that, a confidence will start welling within them from Jesus Christ. And when you start telling people about that joy that you have in the Lord Jesus Christ, they may not agree. They may not agree right off the bat. They may disagree. They may express their disagreements. That doesn't deter us. Oh, let's try this route. Oh, let's try